I thought we had a good day's work. Today's primarily third down, red area, some two-minute work. You know, I thought the guys had good focus and had a good practice today. Anybody have any questions?
Mm-hmm. What have you seen and where is he at right now?
Well, I think he's full speed and ready to go. You know, I think he's fresh. You know, obviously, he has not had any game contact or game time, you know, since the injury. But, you know, we've simulated that as well as we could in practices and feel real confident about his readiness.
What's the biggest thing you think he adds to the defense?
Well, I mean, he's got speed. He's a tenacious player. You know, he brings some experience. You know, he's got it I'm familiar with. You know, I think our coaching staff is the bit he played last year. And, you know, he's a big part of us, you know, but it'd be definitely better to have him in there.
John, you touched yesterday on how good Atlanta is offensively coming out of the gate. What do you like about your defense and its ability to potentially slow that down?
Well, I think, you know, again, I think it's going to be play, you know, trying to take the ball away. Obviously turnovers, but obviously on downs. You know, I think teams that, you know, have held them to 30 or thereabouts, you know, have had opportunities to win, and that's going to be our objective. There's a lot of ways to reach that. And obviously, on defense, you know, is either take the ball away on downs or turnovers, and that's going to be critical, you know, for both sides in the game.
To the turnover point, obviously something you guys have emphasized, mm-hmm. but the first string didn't have one in the preseason. What did you see out of that group in particular as a you know, related to opportunities to take the ball away or what you guys might do?
Well, I thought we had opportunities. I think we actually did take it away. Obviously, it gets put in officials' hands and as far as penalties and whatnot. But, you know, I feel good about where we are. You know, I think, you know, it's a very big test. You know, I think Atlanta was probably one or two in about every category there was offensively a year ago. And, you know, based on a season ago, they got pretty hot and, you know, were the best team in our conference. So, it'll be a great test. I think one our guys are excited about.
What does Kyle have to show you between today and Sunday?
It's just whether he can play or not. You know, so he was out there a little bit today, so he was limited. You know, we'll take it one day at a time.
Is this a pain tolerance thing for him?
It's just healthy or not healthy.
As far as shutting down the Atlanta offense, Matt Ryan, what do you make from your defense, your front seven?
Well, I don't know that you shut it down. You know, I think you slow it down. Yeah, I think, you know, obviously you want to try to get them one-dimensional, and then the problem is once you get them one-dimensional, that dimension's pretty good, and that's their passing game. So, you know, they do a good job of, you know, spreading the ball around, you know, both to who they're throwing to. Obviously Julio's a guy that everybody's aware of, but, you know, they spread it around pretty good, whether it's coming out of the backfield or, you know, their tight ends and complementary receivers. And they do run the ball well, you know, so you know, we're going to have our hands full for sure, but to try to get them into passing downs and win it on third down is going to be critical.
In your mind, is there any difference between Kyle Long being ready to play on Sunday and being in a situation where he will hold up over the course of a 16-game season?
I tell you, I mean, I can't. I mean, I'd be in a horse track somewhere if I knew all that. You know.
But I mean, is that a concern? You know, he could play and he could also be at risk of being re-injured, and then he could also play later or whatever and be more certain that it'll hold up. I would think. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, we'll rely on the medical people for all that, and then you know, just I think like everybody, you know, I don't think anybody goes out there with the intention of getting hurt.
Tangibly, what would you say sets him apart from other people?
Well, I think, you know, he has great enthusiasm. You know, I think he has energy, which I think is always important when you're playing defense as far as swarming to the ball. I think good things happens to people that get to the ball. And, you know, he's got the ability and mindset to do that. And I think that'll be beneficial to have him back out there.
John, what are the unique challenges of preparing for an opener, even though you have plenty of game tape on Atlanta and you've seen what they've done a year ago offensively? What are the unique challenges in preparation?
Well, in any first game, you know, it is unique. I mean, their team's different. Our team's different. You know, their coaching staff hasn't seen them play in a real game, and neither have we, you know, in the 2017 season. So it's always a unique feeling, both for players, coaches, you know, and I'm sure for even fans. You know, it's a new season. It's the start of it. You don't know exactly what to expect, you know, and that makes it challenging. You know, I think there's unscouted looks. You know, again, they've got two different coordinators. You know, even though we might remain the same, you know, there's things we haven't used in the preseason, just like I know there's things they haven't used in the preseason. And, you know, it'd be it's a game of adjustments. You know, you watch the kickoff classic of college football, and, you know, it came down to special teams. Those were two powerhouses that went at each other, and, you know, two very talented teams, and both fought hard, and it, you know, it came down to the, quote, third phase, you know, albeit an important one, and that was special teams. So that'll be a factor as well.
You talked early on about Eddie Jackson's football intelligence. How have you seen that kind of play out over the last couple of weeks to get him ready for this week one?
Well, I think for any rookie to come in and earn a starting position, you know, regardless of position, I think it speaks to that. And I think, you know, how hard they work, their work ethic, you know, what their football acumen is, and, you know, how fast they adjust. And, you know, I think Eddie's got a good background and obviously has a good football IQ. And I think, you know, that's what enables guys to come in and learn and grasp and execute it under pressure.
What strikes you about the combination of Eddie and Demps on the back end and just the way they complement?
Well, you know, Quentin, you know, when we signed him was, you know, to bring some experience. You know, we did that earlier in 15. It just didn't work out injury-wise. But, you know, I think it's critical back there. You have a guy that can kind of direct traffic and kind of foresee things, you know, anticipate motions and checks and all the things that happen very fast in football. So, you know, I think, you know, Quentin probably has the most experience of that, but, you know, Eddie's adapted well, and it's not easy because you're kind of quarterbacking the coverage unit. Regardless of how many DBs are out there, there's a lot of communication that occurs, and he's adapted very well.
Coach, last season the team scuffled a little bit at home, especially early on. Mm-hmm. How much of an emphasis have you and your staff put on the team in terms of defending your home turf?
Well, I think it's something you talk about, you know, and we've talked about it. It wasn't like we, you know, forgot to talk about it last year. You know, I think sometimes it's who you are and who they are, not so much where you play. But, you know, again, it's something that, you know, they're well aware of, and they're well aware of. We were 3-13 a year ago, too, and that's not an easy pill to swallow as well. So, you know, I think our guys have just worked very hard in the preparation part of it and trust in the process, and, you know, we get to find out against a really good football team come Sunday. I mean, you don't do that. You know, I mean, I think all your focus, I don't think anybody's looking anywhere past Atlanta at this stage. If they are, I'll have to have a talk with them, including myself. So, you know, all our focus has been, you know, since we broke camp and we finished the last preseason game, has been on Atlanta, and that's about as far as our focus is right now.
A couple more. John, where have you seen progress from Leonard Floyd going back to last year's season opener and right now?
Well, you know, I think, you know, physically and mentally, you know, I think, you know, this is a different game. You know, they play 11, 12 games in college football. You know, here you're going to play a minimum of 20. You know, that's not even counting playoffs. You know, so it's a different race. You know, it's like being a miler and now running the 2 mile. So I think it takes a year to really develop a pro body and understand, you know, how to prepare for that physically. And then mentally, I think, you know, he's way more comfortable in what we're doing. He's not thinking and getting paralysis by analysis. He's just cutting it loose and playing. So he has that talent, and you know, I've seen great progress in Leonard.
You mentioned their coordinator change. If they go up tempo like they did last year, what kind of challenges does that pose? Because they seem to be able to score in a hurry.
Well, it makes you communicate. You know, I think really the only difference between huddling and not huddling is, you know, both ways. You have to be able to execute that without a lot of communication. You know, on the road, it's a little bit more of a challenge than it is at home. But doesn't mean they can't do that. But, you know, our guys, we've practiced, you know, no huddle and hurry up. And, you know, it comes down to execution regardless of how fast you snap the ball.
Thanks,
all right, thank you.